Video calls, car dates, and hallway bowling alleys. Those are a few ways people in Eugene are dating during the pandemic. KLCC's Mallory Begay reports.
For Ashley Easter, dating in a global pandemic sounded hard. She had been online dating since last fall, but things weren't really clicking.
So I wrote out a list of all the things that I was looking for in a partner.
Meanwhile, she'd been talking to a mutual friend, David, and they'd bonded over song lyrics from the band Bright Eyes. Easter decided to make a move.
I just sent him the letter being like, hey, I think that you're like a qualified applicant if you want to interview for this position.
Now, they video chat often, Easter says. David lives in Portland and has an underlying health condition, but they were eventually able to meet in person.
We got COVID tests before we met up. Yeah, we talked about beforehand, like, you have the safe sex talk. We had the, you know, safe COVID practices talk. And so that was really fun to get the negative test and then be able to see him in real life, in person, and feel that we're moving ahead responsibly.
Their first date was spent driving around Portland, taking a walk in a park, and getting takeout. Easter says the experience is worth it.
I mean, I think something that the pandemic has definitely offered to many folks, single or not, is to really assess what's important as far as like how you spend your time and how you maintain relationships. It's created challenges, but also I think new opportunities.
Dating amid a pandemic can no doubt be challenging, but what if you met someone right as the pandemic started? That's what happened to Tracy Cribbs and Aaron Dietrich. They met in mid-March.
And that was, I'd say, the same day that the pandemic really started to take hold in Oregon.
In fact, the day before that was the day that Tom Hanks got COVID and the NBA just shut down on Wednesday, March 11th. Big, huge, crazy, you know, everything came to a halt. But I had a date the next night on the 12th with somebody, her.
Tracy and Aaron dated a few times, and when working from home and bubbles became a thing, they had to make a choice.
Do we keep seeing each other? This is like a brand new thing. We don't know if it's going anywhere. Or do we go ahead and keep seeing each other because we liked each other and we did.
What happened next were dates to the grocery store, watching movies and TV shows, cooking, and reliving one of their first dates.
The indoor bowling alley.
Yeah, at both of our places, we actually had an
indoor bowling alley. It's down a hallway. We even did dots. I learned how to score bowling, which I was really excited about.
I bought like a whole new set of foam bowling pins and 5-pound foam bowling ball.
Tracy and Aaron say dating during a pandemic meant they got to know each other faster and without distraction. They've been together for almost a year and haven't done most things couples typically do, like travel or go to big family gatherings. For Galen Pierce Lackey and his wife, who have two kids, the pandemic has been stressful. But he says it helps that despite everything, he loves his family.
It's been confirmed that we can get through literally anything, you know. It's been a crazy year, especially those of us in Oregon after dealing with fires and all that. We can get through a borderline apocalypse.
The couple started homeschooling their children, and like a lot of families, they're spending a lot of time together. But every now and then, he and his wife get a night out.
So our dates have turned a little more interesting, I guess, because we can't go inside anywhere, obviously, but it's forced us to be a little more creative in the few times we have been able to get out without our kiddos. Eating food in a car sounds sad, but it's ended up kind of being, we've made it a fun thing and it's something unique.
He says they typically talk or listen to music like Justin Bieber or whatever happens to be on. Pierce Lackey says he's lucky to have his family close to him, even if it's not always pretty.
We've had moments of struggle and there's been times when it's been really frustrating and painful, and we've fought when we shouldn't have or wouldn't have normally, or disagreed about the dumbest thing because we were cooped in the house for 3 weeks and not able to get out or whatever. But yeah, man, whatever the next thing that happens in our lives, it probably won't feel as bad as this has been getting through.
Whether you're in a relationship or not, I hope you have a happy Valentine's Day. Mallory Begay, KLCC News.
You can find this story and featured music on a special COVID Valentine's Day playlist on our website, klcc.org.